Simon & Schuster Audio presents Spies, the epic intelligence war between East and West, by Calder Walton, read by Dugald Bruce Lockhart.
For Hayden. After such knowledge, what forgiveness? Think now, history has many cunning passages, contrived corridors and issues, deceives with whispering ambitions, guides us by vanities. T.S. Eliot, Gerontian. Chapter 1. The Hundred-Year Intelligence War. The past is never dead. It's not even past. William Faulkner, Requiem for a Nun. The secret report about Ukraine reached British intelligence on a cold day in February. It came from an officer who had met a reliable agent, a Ukrainian nationalist exiled in neighbouring Poland. According to the agent, the Russians admitted they could only hold on to Ukraine by force, and that Ukrainians were generally hostile to them and their ideas. As a result, he continued, the Russians were unable to draw economic advantages from Ukraine, which should be providing Russia with food. Instead, Russia was obtaining nothing beyond what it seized by force in a narrow zone near principal railways. The report continued, my informant naturally looks forward to the reconstruction of an independent Ukrainian state, and was anxious to know how such a state would be received abroad, and if it could expect to receive any financial or other support. I pointed out to him that no power would intervene against Russia now, and that the Russians en masse would never permit the Ukraine to separate itself entirely from Russia. This report was written not in February 2022, but February 1922, exactly 100 years before. When it comes to Western intelligence, Ukraine and Russia, what's old is new again. What neither the British intelligence officer nor the Ukrainian agent knew was that the Soviet intelligence service, the Cheka, an abbreviation for Vladimir Lenin's Extraordinary Commission for Combating Counter-Revolution and Sabotage, was creating false Ukrainian nationalist groups to lure exiles back to be arrested, tortured, and shot. Soviet intelligence would continue to use bogus Ukrainian groups for years to target Western intelligence services, feeding them disinformation.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?